Adelina's Whales. Text and photographs by Richard Sobel. Genre. Expository text provides factual information about a topic. A photo essay is a kind of expository text. Notice how the author uses photographs to help tell the story of Adelina. Question of the week. What patterns in nature guide the lives of animals?
La Laguna is the name of a quiet, dusty fishing village on the sandy shore of Laguna San Ignacio in Baja California, Mexico. A few dozen home sites are scattered along the water's edge. These little houses are simple one- or two-room boxes patched together with plywood and sheet metal. Drinking water is stored outside in 50-gallon plastic barrels, and electricity is turned on for only a few hours each day. Adelina Mayoral has lived her whole life in La Laguna. She is a bright 10-year-old girl. She loves the ocean and the feeling of the ever-present wind that blows her long, dark hair into wild tangles. She knows what time of day it is by looking at the way the light reflects off the water. Adelina can tell what month it is by watching the kind of birds that nest in the mangroves behind her home. She can even recognize when it is low tide. Simply by taking a deep breath through her nose, she can smell the clams and seaweed that bake in the hot sun on the shoreline as the water level goes down. In late January, every afternoon after school, Adelina walks to the beach to see if her friends, the gray whales, have returned. At the same time every year, the whales come, traveling from as far away as Alaska and Russia. They slowly and steadily swim south, covering more than 5,000 miles along the Pacific coast during November, December, and January. One night, Adelina is awakened by a loud, low rumbling noise. It is the sound of a 40-ton gray whale exhaling a room-sized blast of hot, wet air. As she has always known they would, the gray whales have come again to visit. Adelina smiles and returns to her sleep, comforted by the sounds of whales breathing and snoring outside her window. At daybreak, she runs to the lagoon and sees two clouds of mist out over the water, the milky trails of breath left by a mother gray whale and her newborn calf. The waters of the protected lagoon are warm and shallow. The scientists who have come to visit and study the whales have explained that Laguna San Ignacio is the perfect place for the mother whales to have their babies and then teach them how to swim. But Adelina knows why they really come: to visit her. Adelina's family lives far away from big cities with highways and shopping malls. Her little village does not have any movie theaters or traffic lights, but she knows that her hometown is a special place. This is the only place on Earth where these giant gray whales, totally wild animals, choose to seek out the touch of a human hand. Only here, in Laguna San Ignacio, do whales ever stop swimming and say hello to their human neighbors. Raising their massive heads up out of the water, they come face to face with people. Some mother whales even lift their newborns up on their backs to help them get a better view of those who have come to see them. Or maybe they are just showing off, sharing their new baby the way any proud parent would. The whales have been coming to this lagoon for hundreds of years, and Adelina is proud that her grandfather, Pachico, was the first person to tell of a friendly visit with one. She loves to hear him tell the story of that whale and that day. She listens closely as he talks about being frightened, since he didn't know then that the whale was only being friendly. He thought he was in big trouble. Adelina looks first at the tight, leathery skin of her grandfather, brown from his many years of fishing in the bright tropical sun. From his face, she glances down to the small plastic model of a gray whale that he keeps close by. As he begins to tell the story of his first friendly whale encounter, there is a twinkle in his eye and a large smile on his face. Adelina and her father, Runolfo, smile too, listening again to the story that they have heard so many times before. In a whisper, her grandfather begins to draw them in. Adelina closes her eyes to imagine the calm and quiet on that first afternoon when his small boat was gently nudged by a huge gray whale. As the boat rocked, her grandfather's and his fishing partner's hearts pounded. They held tight and waited, preparing themselves to be thrown into the water by the giant animal. The whale dove below them and surfaced again on the opposite side of their boat, scraping her head along the smooth sides. Instead of being tossed from the boat, they were surprised to find themselves still upright and floating. For the next hour, the whale glided alongside them, bumping and bobbing gently as possible for an animal that is as long as a school bus and as wide as a soccer goal. As the sun started to set behind them, the whale gave out a great blast of wet, snotty salt water that soaked their clothes and stuck to their skin. The whale then rose up inches away from their boat and dove into the sea. Her first visit was over. As her grandfather finishes the story, he looks to Adelina, who joins him in speaking the last line of the story. "Well, my friend, no fish today," they say before breaking into laughter. After this first friendly visit with the whales, word quickly spread of the unique encounter between a wild 50-foot whale and a tiny fishing boat. Scientists and whale watchers started to come to Laguna San Ignacio to see the whales themselves. Perhaps word spread among the whales, too, because now dozens of whales began to approach the small boats. With brains as large as a car's engine, gray whales might even have their own language. They talk in low rumbles and loud clicks, making noises that sound like the tappings of a steel drum or the ticking that a playing card makes as it slaps against the spokes of a turning bicycle wheel. Maybe they told each other that it was safe to visit here. Adelina's favorite time of the day is the late afternoon, when her father and grandfather return from their trips on the water, guiding visitors to see the whales. They sit together as the sun goes down behind them, and she listens to stories of the whales. She asks them lots and lots of questions. Adelina has learned a lot about the gray whales. She knows that when a whale leaps out of the water and makes a giant splash falling back in, it's called breaching. When a whale pops its head straight up out of the water, as if it is looking around to see what is going on, it is called spy hopping. Adelina also learned how the whale's wide, flat tail is called a fluke, and when it raises its tail up in the air as it goes into a deep dive, that is called fluking. Although her home is a simple shack on a sandy bluff hugging the edge of the Pacific Ocean, Adelina has many new friends who come to share her world. She has met people who come from beyond the end of the winding, bumpy road that rings the lagoon. Some are famous actors. Some are politicians. Some speak Spanish. Some speak English. Those that weigh 40 tons speak to her in their own magical style. The whales have taught her that the world is a big place. Adelina knows that she has many choices in her future. Sometimes she giggles with delight at the idea of being the first girl to captain a panga, a small open fishing boat, and teach people about the whales in the lagoon. Or sometimes she thinks she may become a biologist who studies the ocean and can one day help to unlock some of the mysteries of the whales in her own backyard. Or maybe she will take pictures like the photographer whom she watches juggling his three cameras as he stumbles aboard the whale-watching boat. But no matter what she chooses, the whales will always be a part of her life. For these 3 months, Adelina knows how lucky she is to live in Laguna San Ignacio, the little corner of Mexico that the gray whales choose for their winter home. This is the place where two worlds join together. She wouldn't trade it for anything. In the early spring, the lagoon grows quiet. One by one, the whales swim off, heading north for a summer of feeding. On their heads and backs, they carry the fingerprints of those they met, the memories of their encounters in Mexico. Maybe, as the whales sleep, they dream of the colorful sunsets of Laguna San Ignacio. Every afternoon, Adelina continues to gaze across the water. Sometimes now, when she closes her eyes, she can still see the whale swimming by. And if she listens really closely, she can even hear their breathing.